Jess in with you this morning. Now, normally we just catch up with one person from Singleton Council this morning, but I couldn't keep General Manager Jason Linnane away from the show today. Jace, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, Jess, I'm going really good, but I'm really sad to be saying this is the last time we're going to be catching up in our 2NM Singleton Council relationship. Very sad to see you leave us.
It is. I'm feeling the sad this week. I think it's finally hit me that I'm leaving, and it's going to be really sad to not be catching up with you, you know, on a regular basis. You've been such a big part of the show, and I can't thank you enough for doing that for us every week.
Oh, I know. We love it, Jess. We love the opportunity to be able to talk to the listeners and let them know what's going on in their local area. We love the relationship we've got with you guys. When I say I'm sad to see you go, I'm also really, really happy for you. I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm sure 2NM and 2AC be all the better for having your wonderful personality and your competency in their organisation. So good on you. Well done.
Oh, thank you, Jace. I'm sure I'll be seeing you around the traps. There's nothing too sure about that. Now, there's plenty for us to chat about this morning council-wise. There have been those workshops going on with regards to council elections, which are not too far away. What's the response been like?
Yeah, Jess, it was really good. We had the sessions last Thursday night and last Friday. We had an expert facilitator from LACW New South Wales who ran the sessions, which was great. They were 3 hours. They were hard work. There was so much information they had to share with the candidates and plenty of good questions which were coming back from the potential candidates as well. So they covered everything. They covered the requirements and responsibilities from electoral commissions and how that whole election process works and all the governance things they need to have in order to actually just to run for council. They spoke about how the election process would be undertaken. And then they also then got into, for me, the really interesting part is the roles and responsibilities of a council and what the community expectations are, what the legislative framework is, how our code of conduct works, how meetings work, how the interactions with the community and the council works, and also the difference between an elected councillor and their roles and responsibilities and those of myself and the staff of the organisation. So it was wonderful. I think we had 13 people on top of existing councillors who tuned in as well. So, yeah, I think it was a massive success and it was a really good indication that people are keen to explore the opportunity about potentially becoming a councillor.
Oh, that's really good, actually. It's good to see the community getting involved because, I mean, being a part of council is, you know, the best way to be directly involved with everything that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity. It is a lot of work. I'll be really, yeah. really open and honest about that. It is a lot of work. Well, I guess somewhere between 8 and 12 hours a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be higher, sometimes it might be a lot lower. But it's critically important because you really play that active, formal role in helping determine the long-term strategic vision and future for your community, and be involved in setting the policy and making sure that strategy, that vision is then operationalised through me and our staff. So wonderful opportunity, and being that link between the community and the council as well is so important.
Mm, exactly right. Now, well, how's the Arts and Culture Centre construction going?
Oh, every day I walk past it, I get excited, Jess.
That's good.
It's just around the corner from where my place is there in Singleton Boundary Street. And, it's really exciting. The walls are going up now, the roof's going on. They're actually doing the tie-in, so connecting with the Visitor Information Centre as we speak. That's just that next step in terms of really seeing this thing come to life. So if anyone's driving past, walking past, stop and have a bit of a look. As you can see, you can actually now start to appreciate the scale of the building and the size and how it is going to have an imposing, a positively imposing impact on our local amenity. But how joining with the Vic and bringing Townhead Park even more to life, together with the playground we've got and the cafe and the Vision Information Centre and the bike track. Really, really exciting times. There's going to be a little bit of interruption for visitors to the Vic at the moment because doing that tie-in means they're working within the current building as well to a degree. But our staff, being as flexible as what they are and nimble and innovative, they're setting up out the front. So when people still pop in, they still get the same level of service, just done in a little bit different way.
Yep, fantastic. And lastly, some long-awaited works on Kelso Street. We've been waiting a long time for these to be done and now we're all wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, this is a wonderful project. John Martin often tells me 60 or 70 years this has been on the books, and John knows he's been involved for that long.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of having such a guy who's been around the place for so long. But, yeah, we're really happy, and I know the local community is really happy with stage one. That was in that area sort of from Munro Lane through to Edward Street where we've put new curb and guttering in, we've put subsurface drainage in, we've put a footpath in, We've got a whole new road being laid, new line marking, off street car parking. So it's really brought that part of town to life, and such a better outcome for the locals, but also people who use that road as a thoroughfare as well. But we know it's only the first stage of a 4-stage process. That whole part of town is very, very flat, and getting water away is a real challenge. So our engineers, and again, we have wonderful engineers who are so committed and so competent, they're looking now at what stages 3 to 4 look like. Two to four look like, which will include things like more subsurface drainage works, more work on the road to capture and curb and gutter, capture that water, remove it away, more detention, and even looking at things like pumps, so we can actually pump it out of the catchment down to the river or down to the Doughboy Hollow, whichever option we land on. So we know there's a lot of work in front of us, but it's a really good step. Step one's been completed.
That's fantastic news. Well, as always, Jace, there's heaps going on at Council. Again, thank you so much for being a part of Hunter Valley today. It's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you every week. I know the listeners have appreciated it, and I know I certainly have. So thank you so much.
Mate, I share the exact same views. As I said before, you're going to be missed. Missed by us here in our organisation, missed by the local community, but our loss is certainly the Lower Hunter's gain. I look forward to catching up with you in your new role.